اللي عايزه امي ايوه ايزي ما اوه فيجي دخلت بس ناو ده الانسبكتو بتاع كوني او فيسري سو اكوني تغاشي انت تلايز في الجوف از ويل ان اكوني تغاشي يتومي اقلايز يتومي اقلايز لسيا ويشي كي يخلت بس ساعريش ويشي تهيسي ركس يوفي بالماسكر so that is also included in the chlif vis-a-vis seyo so chlif means not only washing but it includes combing also which it is a rekes yofo b'masre shelo yiyu nidbokim ze b'ze shezu yi mitakon eses shetil chlifes b'shaspir u'pil yisharav reb shmaye b'shem rashi shetzricho l'ayin kol gufo yofo, that's with reis I mean, and this is not as far as lying from Kupo, that's everybody agrees. But he says, Upirish Rab Mai Bishimrashe, in respect to the second part, Vilochi facing the Mayim. In other words, that Lochi the Mayim, washing the whole goof in water, is included in Takone says, Vilochi facing the Mayim, Ulisheitre, Vichpife Shaykhim Cholagu, Virabetam Pirish, Sheino Tzricha. That Alpidin, not even with Rabbanon, is it necessary to wash the goat, only the hair, to Ishayach Bifel Bissar Shebereish? Oh, because of Adin Yovi Yorozal, in Noagum Beis Yisroel, Lirchei Zolochiv Kol Gufon Bimayim, Umine Kosher, Atkan, Loshin Ramban, Din Teira. Now, so the Rosh says that even though according to Rav Netam, Chitzis HaGuf is not included in the Takone of Ezra, but Mitzad Minek it's required even Rav Netam is made, and that's a Minek Kosher. And this is a Minek that is known Bechol Tvuzes Yisrael, except the Bukharim Jews in Israel. They don't have any Chitzis of the Guf, but instead they have wet cloths, and then they before a woman goes tefillah, so in there is a separate room, and there over the goof they just moisten the body with wet cloths. That's their minhag. But except for the Bukharin Jews, so behold, what is his oil? Svardim, Timonim, Ashkenazim. I mean, so this is not. You see that the Rosh mentioned it. Of course, according to Rashi, so it's itakones chachom. So apparently the Bukharin Jews are machriya, not like Rashi. They are machriya like Rav Netam. Alright. Loshen HaRamban. Din teire shetehei ativeles meayenes beatzmo somuch litvile ubitekes kol guf. Now, Doruch HaShulchan says that there is must be a mistake, the Loshen. Meayenes beatzmo. I mean, I don't see that there is any difficulty in that lotion. Imayenes bi'atzmo, in other words, means that she herself has to make the inspection. Suppose she, the woman who is the velis, or the man who is the, I mean, it applies to everybody. Except that today, I mean, so the tefillah of a man is not obligatory altogether. But whenever it's obligatory, let's say ligabitume utare, ligabitumes, so then all these halachas apply to a man too. I mean, so the lotion, I think the lotion ayenes beatzmo is not strange, because what it means, the Ramban means, suppose a woman will say, I don't want to make an inspection, I'll ask another woman who attends to me to make an inspection. I won't even look. No, so that's not. The halacha is that ze ativeles vayenes beatzmo. Why beatzmo at all? Didechol nem bisu. So if a woman doesn't want, she's lazy. She just wants to close her eyes and not make an inspection. So why shouldn't she be able to ask somebody else to make the inspection for her? I mean, somebody, she couldn't make the inspection by herself anyway. I mean, certain parts of the body, so I mean, she couldn't even inspect. So why couldn't she say she doesn't want to inspect altogether? So this, the Ramban tells us, no. Din teire sheteyativeles meayenes biatzmo somot litvile.
would be their case. In other words, because the Gemara learns down from the Pasuk, V'rochas es psorei b'mayim, shelo yidobo chetzis, es psorei, dobo hatofel psorei, u'mayli u'seyo. So, what's the pshat? So you can say, this, Zeros HaKosuf only tells us that he's only the declaratory of the Metzias, because the aloch is that the chetzitze is me'akim the tefile. So Mele, if she doesn't make an inspection, so it's a sveikid araise. Maybe there is a chitze. I mean, this happens to everybody, that some obstruction takes place on the goof or on the seyom. So the Gzeras HaKosov is only declaratory of the mitzias, that without an inspection, so Mele, it's a sveikid araise. So that's true. Of course it's true. If somebody was staying there and no inspection was made, no EU, nothing, just was staying there and didn't even take a look whether the goof is clean, whether there is a davachet, it's not, there is no davachet. So then it's a svekid araise. Maybe there was a davachet. So it's svekid araise. But besides the svekid araise, So it's a chiyuv midraise to make an inspection, because tefillah, all those who require tefillah midraise, so it's in, besides the isa, let's say the gabinido, besides the isa, she's a sura lebailam, she's not a bales, but there is a mitzvah sasei to be taken. This is that it. And when a woman is the bales, so she's mikayim mitzvah sasei, birochaseh, sorry, that's the mitzvah sasei that every tummy is mikayim. Well, as long as the tefillah is relevant today, if a man is tevel, so there is no chiyuv deraisa because it's not relevant. But wherever the tefillah is relevant with the raise, so let's say vis-a-vis a woman, so it's the velas lebailo, so it's relevant with the raise. So the mele there is a mitzvah sasei. Besides the iser, she's a Nisa Kores without Tvile, so there is a Mitzvah Sasei. And when she is Tvile, she is Mikayim Mitzvah Sasei. So that Roshe, or Virochas, the Torah says Virochas, sorry, Mamayu. So Mikayim, that's a Mitzvah Sasei. So Mimele, when the Gemara says, Shelihei Domer Achetzeit, that means that's part and parcel of the Mitzvah Sasei, of the Tvile. If let's say, if a woman will be Tvilez, or a Tomei, who has to be Teveil, will be Teveil without inspecting whether there is a Chetova Chetis or not, he'll be Mivatl the Mitzvah. So Mele, so, but it is also true that if a woman will be Teveles and not make an inspection, and no one else will be inspect her goof, so then it's a Svekit Raisa, so it's a Sofik Isakores for her and for her husband. But suppose a woman is developed the Bible, and she didn't make an inspection, didn't look, she just went into the mikveh. But another woman happened to see, and the other woman happened to inspect her. So then, of course, there won't be any svikid raise, because it doesn't be soon. But this woman will be mevatel the mitzvah raise, because that's part and parcel of the mitzvah of virochas es psori b'mayim. So Mimele, this is what the Ramban means. So in other words, there are two halachas. If she makes no inspection and no one else inspects her, So then the tefillah is no tefillah, because it's a svekid raise. Maybe there was a chitze. So it's a sofik is a chores too. She's a sole by one, it's a sofik is a chores. And then the inspection is obligatory with the raise. And if a woman, let's say, will not inspect, and suppose we know that she had no dovar achitzes, because the attending woman happened to look and see. So she, that woman, of course, the tefillah is a good tefillah, because it dechot nem bisum. But she would be mevatel the mitzvah. She was not becoming the mitzvah food. So this is why the Ramban says, "Din teiro sheteatibeles meayenes beatzmo somuch litvile ubeidekes kol gufo shemo yeish bo domo shachitzeitz." bitvile. The Ezra will be dine tikno, so that's with reise. Iyun inspection is with reise. The Ezra will be dine tikno, she tiche fefes bichol mokim, sa, shebo, bimayim chayim. Now, is it interesting? So, the Rabbi Tam said, the Rabbi Tam pira she nitzrichot l'shayach fife el bisar shebereich. But goof, not. But he emphasizes Sasha Bereish. How about the other hair of the goof? The other hair? Let's say Sabis Ashechi, and I mean other hair of the goof. So from Rabbi Tam it's mashma that the Dakone of Ezra only implied that she has to wash and comb the hair of the Reish. But the other hair not, because the Sar of the Reish, you can understand why. Because first of all, the Sar Sheb Reish, there's a lot of hair, and then in the Sar Sheb Reish, so it's much more likely that there'll be a chitze. Entanglement of the hairs and sticking of the hairs one in another, and the hair being intertwined one in another. Bashein came the other hair of the body, so the Takone says it doesn't apply to it. But the Ramban says no, the Ramban is chilek. So he says, Ve'ezra u'bizdine tiknu, she'tichefeshes b'chol mokim sa'a shebo. Not after the sa'a of the head, every sa'a. B'mayim chamim. So then, why does it have to be b'mayim chamim? Because cold water is not good. I mean, that will be mentioned. The Gemara says that. V'sereke says so. So, chifel gabi rosh includes two components. One is washing, and one is combing. V'sereke says so. Oy mi fas feses is im yode o yofe yofe. Kedei she tata sar yisel in yeish bem kesher. In other words, you see, the washing, the purpose of washing is to remove any filth and the obstruction, any foreign obstruction. But sometimes there can be an intrinsic obstruction if the hairs become entangled to one another. So washing will not remove it, this intrinsic obstruction as a result of entanglement and intertwining of hair. So for that she has to be serious. Yofi shtati sarisel im yeish bo kesha. No, so we see on one hand that Ramban agrees with Rabbi Tam that the Takone of Ezra applies only to the seyah, not with the sheet of Rashi, that it applies to the whole group. So on that point, the Ramban appears to agree with Rabbi Netam. But where is it called to Rabbi Netam? So only the hair of the head, the Ramban applies it to all the head. But Rechitz Saguk, that's Minek, according to Ramban. Now then, the two say something very strange, and the Bess Yosef is mayor of that. I mean, he asks, he's masik against the two. Yire midvorov. So the Tur says, Atkan, Yire midvorov, from the Divrei Ramban, Sheyeser machmir biyin aguf, mi biyin oreish. Biyin oreish. Biyin oreish. And mi pnishese din teiru. Vize ino atakones ezre. Chvifo, shebinke, period. Vize ino atakones ezre. So the Tur is midayek from the Loshen of the Ramban, that the Ramban is more machmir in the inspection of the goof than in the inspection of the Reish. So the Bess Yosef raises the question and he's massing against the Tur. That doesn't even make sense. Why? True, there is a special chumre according to the Ramban, who agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Tam. There is a special chumra legabi seyor that does not apply to the rest of the goof, because the rest of the goof requires only inspection, no washing, whereas the hair requires washing. But whatever is necessary in the rest of the goof is necessary in the seyor shebereish too. Isn't the seyor shebereish part and parcel of the goof? So why does he say that it appears from the Rosh and the Ramban that there is, it's more homo, b'dikas gufot and b'dikas saro, So the Bis Yosef assumed that the Torah was medayik from the Loshen. She had veles mayenes biatzma somuch litzvile uboidekes kol gufo. And he doesn't say uboidekes kol gufo visado. So that means that dintere, this is how the Bis Yosef understood the Ramban's deduction. The tools. This is how the Bis Yosef understood the tools, deduction of the Ramban. The tools interpretation of the Ramban. In other words, in view of the fact that the Ramban says Ubidekes kol gufo, he doesn't say Ubidekes kol gufo visaro. So the tool assumed that according to the Ramban, only inspection of the goof is required in Raise, but inspection of the hair not. So he's massive. He says, on the contrary, we see that the Ramban agrees in the Shita of Rabnetam that Ezra was not even misakim. They should wash the goof. Only wash the hair. Why? Because it's more likely, it's more frequent. Echtzitza in the hair than in the goof. In the goof. So the answer is, when the Ramban says, Ubidekes kol gufo, it means the reish too, because isn't the reish part of the goof? And it doesn't mean only bedekes kol gufo, you know, the part of the head from which the hair come out. It means the hair also, because hatofu lipsoro, because that also requires tvile. So it is obvious that when the Ramban says bedekes kol gufo, he means the reish and the seir or everything. So how can the two? So merely ischelik on the two's interpretation of the Ramban. But the Prisha explains the Ramban very well. The Tur very well. The Tur, what the Tur means, it's not that the Tur assumed, that the Tur may misunderstood the expression of the Ramban with Dekes Kol Gufo, and it's not that the Tur thought that Dekes Kol Gufo is limited just to the goof exclusive of the hair. That's impossible. It's inconceivable. But because he says, "Dintero shita teveles im me'ayenes bi'atzmo somuch litvile, somuch litvile." So now the Ran in Shuas. Now the Rif's Hilchas Nideh is in Shuas. You won't find it in Miseches Nideh. You'll find it in Miseches Shuas. So the Ran and that Rif is also there. So the Ran and the Rif in Hilchas Nideh in Miseches Shuas. So the Ran says that somuch litvile is only the iyun, the inspection has to be somuch litvile. But the washing of the goof according to Rashi, or washing of the hair according to Rav Netam, does not have to be mamish somuch litvile. And the best, he has a very strong client, because the halacha is, suppose she goes tfile mitzoy Shabbos. So then the halacha is, if it's just as a track, that she washes her hair, and she washes the hair and the goof, and she combs Erev Shabbos. And suppose it's 2 days Yom Tov, Thursday and Friday, and then she has to go to Tefillah Mitzvah Shabbos, so there are 3 days intervening. So the halacha is that she washes thoroughly the goof and the hair, she washes and combs the hair, Wednesday, before Yom Tov, but then before she goes to the Mitzvah Shabbos, she has to make a thorough inspection. So in other words, so we see that we only are makpid and b'dikes somach tvile. We are makpid even in a hardship situation. Mashenkei ligabi chvife. We're not makpid, of course, if there is no hardship situation. So then lechatchile. It also has to be, but it's not so important. So the Ram says that only the b'dike, the iyun, has to be somuch litvile. Masha'ink in the chvife doesn't have to be somuch litvile. Now, so b'meile, according to the Ram Netam and the Ram, that the requirement of chvife applies only to the hair, so b'meile, that means that the chvife of the hair does not have to be somuch litvile. Chvife of the rest of the goof. That's only a minute according to Ramban. So this is the pshat in the Ramban. This is the pshat in the Torah. Yira midvoro, she yeisa machmir biyun aguf mi biyun areish. When he says in aguf, he doesn't mean just guf, exclusive of the head. What? The head is certainly part of the guf, as much as the hand. So when he says in aguf, he means biyun areish too. But when he says yeisa machmir biyun aguf mi biyun areish, he means biyun areish chvivas areish. Of course, I mean, there is a certain difficulty in the Losh, but this is how the priest explains it. Vayisa nire, dizeu achumre, dibiyu matzrich somuch litvile, masheinkim bichvive, it's in the osei, at the end, masheinkim bichvive, dilohiske somuch litvile, umashe hechmir, yeisa bein aguf, nire dibeze kilo gam reish. ומה שקוס אבביון הרייש, רוצה להם הרחבי ושתקנו רייש. ובוודאי, בכלל חריף והוא גם כניון, אלו שבים לא תסמך, חריף ולתפילה, אין צורך לעין גם ברייש סומך לתפילה. All right. Now, then, the two proceeds. שחריף ושבים כמסר, לא תהיה במים קורם, לפי שמספחי נסר, אלו במים חם. So he emphasizes that only the chviv shebikim sar letiyum mayim korim, because the Gemara says that you can't wash the hair in cold water. Vasheinke, implying that as far as the rest of the guf, so even in cold water it's all right, but only the hair cannot be washed in cold water. Why? Because cold water hardens the hair. Cold water. Umiu afilo bichame chamosad. Even if it was heated by the sun, as long as it's not cold, so that water can be used in washing hair. V'litochim v'nasa, v'v'shemachatech hasa, v'chizeh u'mistabach, v'loi be'el, v'v'shemisabich hasa, v'loi b'chol ha'dvorim ha'mesabachim hasa. Right, but of course, that doesn't apply to our soap. Our soap, on the contrary, I mean, it has to be used. Chvivezu pirsha Rashi. Now here there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Shulchan. According to Rashi, that's based upon the Gemara Daf Samaches in Nida. According to Rashi, so the proper thing is now there is a takonis chachomim that a woman cannot be tivelis in the daytime. Not only she cannot be tivelis in the daytime, if the day happens to be the seventh day of the Zion the King. But even if she didn't go to Tfilah Bizman, and she goes to Tfilah the next day, or 2 days later, or a week later, so even be in Ches, or be in Tes, or be in Yud, whenever she goes to Tfilah, so she's not allowed to go to Tfilah in the daytime. Mishum Schar Bito. Because her daughter might see how the mother goes through in the daytime, the daughter might not know that this was the eighth day, the ninth day, so the daughter will think it was the seventh day. And then when she goes through it, she'll also go in the daytime, in the seventh day, and then she'll be with her husband before Erev Shemesh. So she'll be Eiver and Issachores. So, because of that, so the halacha is that, in other words, even though the tefillah can take place, even the daytime is over. But suppose she's tefillahs in the daytime, and then she's with the husband, and then later on she sees down. So that limafreya is mivatel the tefillah. So then to be there and it's a chorus. So because of that, the Chachomim Mishum Schar Bito, the Chachomim were misakein that even on the eve day. So she cannot be tevelis in the daytime. So the tefillah has to take place only in the night. So Rashi Shita is that the proper thing is that the chvife should take place before Harav Shemesh. And the shiltish is that the proper thing is that the chmifah should take place at night already, after Harav Shemesh. So it's a machlekes between Rashi and the shiltish. Chmifah zu pirsha Rashi mutev shetiyah b'yayim shalifnei tefillah. Mibleil tivoso. Lifi, why isn't it the proper thing to make the chvife when it's night already? So Rashi says, miknei she, because then she might hasten to go home. And so she might not be on guard to realize it could chavife. So if she makes the chavife in the daytime, I mean somuch nishkiyeh, in the daytime, then she has a lot of time, so she will not be in a hurry. But if she makes the chavife in the nighttime, so she's very likely to hasten, and maybe she will neglect making a good chavife. So she maheres belaylo v'litoch if yofi. That's Rashi she did. But the Shilta says no, just the reverse. V'v'shilta spal she'achrei simen tzadik achemeis simen tzadik vof pirish she'mutev she'tiyeh belaylo kidei she'tiyeh somuch litviloso. Now the Rav in Shvuah says that somuch litviloso, that applies only to the bdike, to the inspection, not to the chvife. So in other words, so what it means is that as far as the chvife is concerned, so somuch litviloso is not so important. But lechatchila, if there is no shasatchak, so that has to be done. So that's why the Shilta says shemutev shetiyeh belaylo kidei shetiyeh somuch litviloso. V'chosav adini ovi orozal v'nei ageis anoshim shemaschil eis lochiv m'bidyei v'eis keis b'chvife ad shetechshach v'oz teimlis v'oz teimlis. So in other words, this, what the Rosh says, what the Rosh suggests, will conform to both shittes, to Rashi shite and to the Shulta shite. So in other words, if in the Beis HaTvileh, in the Beis HaTvileh, she begins to make the Rechvife M'bidyein, and then she eskes B'chvife, Ad Shetechshach, and then when it's Techshach, she is Tiveles, so that certainly conforms to the Shita of Rashi, but it will also conform to the Shita, this is what the Beis Yosef says, this will also conform to the Shita of the Shiltas, because when is the Shiltas, when does the Shilta say, She Mutev, שמותב שתהיה בלילה כדי שתהיה סומך לתבילוסו, so that it's lafuke. In other words, that she should not, let's say, make the chafife, should not make the chafife, let's say, in her own house, in her own house, beit ayin gode, and then after that, she'll go to the mikveh, she'll go when it's chasheicho, because then it's not somuch litviloso. But if she makes the chafife in the mikveh itself, and she just starts the chafife in the beit yayin, and she doesn't go out, she stays in the same place, so then it is somuch litviloso. Void machmir is al atzmon shafal pishachofifu neisis imoyen masveik viserkiz bisatvile. Atka, that's only a chumre, that's not misaladi. Chol tvilosin mitzui Shabbos, sheyef shelo lochiv midyein, dai lo bichvif aslen tviloso, lekol mokim minag yofe shetirchit, vitochiv yofe barav Shabbos, umitzui Shabbos tochiv miyad, vitisrik sariseo, nizdam lo lo tvile, so de tochiv miyad, vitisrik sariseo, is only as a chumre, but let's say, if it'll be a shasatchak, so even without it, as the Ran points out. נזדם לו תפילה בלול שבש, אי אפשר לו לוחי בלילו, די לו בכביף עשי. ואפילו אם חו שני יום תאיבים, בים היי ויום בו, so חפפס בלבי, ותפלס בלול שבש. So we see that as far as חפיפי is concerned, so the סומך לתפילה, the רשיינים would do require, so it's only as לך תחילה, if there is no wish as a track. But it's not so important. מה שאין כאילו לגבי בדיקה, it's important, even the evidence is important. או אם חול יונתן במצוי שבס, וחצס וחפפס בערב שבס, ובלבד שתזוהר, אחר החיצה הוא חפיפה, מלתנתיו של לבנו, ומליססי בדובו שטוב ולתחציץ, וגם תקשר סריסאו. Now, suppose יונתן יסחל במצוי שבס. So, the חציצה, the חפיפה, and the Srike takes place Erev Shabbos, even though there'll be an interval of two misles in between, so it is all right. But in order to prevent the possibility of the entanglement of the hair, after all, in two misles, so there can be a new entanglement of the hair, so she should tie the hair in order to prevent it from becoming entangled one another. V'intov lo v'loyin atzmo mikedem lochein. So, v'intov lo v'loyin atzmo mikedem lochein. Im nizah um lizasi v'dobar achetzit, also lo t'vile. V'im lav, loy also lo t'vile. Uviyontev yichilo lohochim kibishomayim leadiach moteo bisoreo. Because Iyontev, bishul is muta. But bishul mayim itzirich chitzas kol aguf, that is not shom lechol nefesh. That's also. Masheinke, mayim, kibishomayim leadiach moteo bisoreo, that is not lechol aguf, so that is muta. Avolo lechol aguf. Kosov arashbo. Chofif ovinu atzmo bichil biyeim. V'tov lo be'erev v'lo b'chosei, sh'lo y'tov lo somuch l'chvife. So if it's chofif ovinu atzmo b'chei ubiyei, v'tov lo be'erev v'lo b'chosei, sh'lo y'tov lo somuch l'chvife, also l'trila b'de'evet. So the evet, it is also l'trila. Afal pi sh'lo y'so somuch l'chvife. Now, the Ramban said before, and we assumed that there is no mistake, that the Mayenes Biatzmo means Biatzmo, because besides the Choshe, the Sofik, maybe there is a Chitzes or a Sveik, the Raise, Sofik is a Kores, so that's part and the parcel of the Mitzvah of the Rochas of Sofik Bamayim, Shalei Dovar Achitzes, that has to make sure, the one who is stable has to make sure that there is no Chatzitze. So Memele, and he says Somuch Litvile. So from the Roshon of the Ramban, it's Mashma that the Somuch Litvile is also Midrash. Now here he says Kosef Arashbo Chofifo Veinu Atzmo Bichel Biyei Vitovlo Be'erev Ulu Mochose. Shaloi Tovlo Somuch Litvifo. Also Litvile Be'erev Afal Pishelo Hoiso Somuch Litvile. So as far as the chvife is concerned, so then that is not required midraise. What is required midraise? Somuch litvile. Only the iyun, but not the chvife. Aval im lechof of oklal. Loy also litvile. Aval pishe ino ba'atzum bikufo. But suppose, so what does he say, the Rashbo? That if the chvife took place a day before, or 2 days before, So even though it wasn't somach lichvife at all, and there was a big interval between the chvife and the tvile, so the tvile is a good tvile, the gitvile. As long as there was a chvife, even though the chvife was not somach lichvile, masheinkin, there was no chvife at all. So then with the rabbonon, even though it's only with the rabbonon, but with the rabbonon, even the eved is miyaki. So it's only mitzah takonis ezre, but takonis ezre is me'akiv in the evet. Va'afilu chovim vo miyad achar ha'tvila, v'isor go b'masrek, v'lo imotzo shum nimok shiro, afilu ochel yonzo le'tvila, sh'ami e'imeir, shemo b'shas tvila o yokosho, v'achshov nita arumi sh'arim ha'masrek. So in other words, if she didn't make any chvife altogether, and she went tvila, and then immediately after the tvile, she would be dekes, and she saw, and she was seirik with the comb, and she saw no knots, nothing. So everything is clean. So she's still the tvile is still no tvile. Why? Because it's possible that there was a certain knot, and then through the water, so it loosened, but it loosened after part of the goof came out from the water. Some melee, the time when the whole goof was in the water, there might have been a chzitz. Vein tzolch leima mechof po mekim sav leino shor aguf shol yosol et tvile afal pishol imotzol edo vachetzis atka. Ve'arayim et kosa. דווקא בשור כל הגוף, אבל ביססטורים, כמי שצריך לבי הסמיים, אם לא אינו איסו קירם לכם, והכן אינו איסו בלמוצה בן שם דופו, אוסו לטבילה. Now, this chayvet also has to be explained in accordance with the sheet of the Ritva. That Rol Lebi Asmayim is only with the Rol Lebi Asmayim Bino is only with the Rabbon. So he says, Dav ki bishor kol aguf. Aval, so there it's with the Reis. Aval, b'nis astorim kim shein tzrib Lebi Asmayim. True, Rol Lebi Asmayim Bino. So if there is echtzitz an obstruction, so the tefillah is no tefillah, but that's only in the Rabbanon, but in the Reis it is a tefillah. So memele, since it's only in the Rabbanon, im lo yindo iso keim lachem, v'hakein yindo iso, v'le motzi b'shem dobo also a tefillah, so it can be tailor hog. V'chein im lo yindo iso kine tefillah, v'ach a tefillah gam to yindo iso, ashe nisashko mitafshil, umotzo, amese tafshil, tailor hogil, afal pishe b'sho aguf ein tailor hogil, b'chai gavim. So even though Bishaguf ain't a local, so it has to be explained in accordance to the Shita of the Ritva. Because according to the Shita of Tetzves in Dushin, so what difference does it make? But only be a smile, and here the question is, maybe there was an obstruction. Some melee, so it is just as likely there was an obstruction in Bisastorim as there is an obstruction in the rest of the group. So obviously the Raivet has to be explained in accordance to the Shita of the Ritva. Alright. Chofvo v'ino gufo v'tovlo v'al yoso nimtza leodo v'cheitzit im somuch lichvife tovlo im tzricho tvila acheres v'im lav tzricho tvila acheres. Now that is based, you should have gone over that Gemara. If you didn't, you should go over. Now, that's a Gemara that's a machbo om dalem Amud Beis, Misam. Ve'yom Aron. The second big line. Misam Achvor on this. Tov lo v'yol sov nimtso do v'chetzeitz. Im somuch lichvif et tov lo in itzrich olochim l'idve. V'im lav tzrich olochim l'idve. Ike v'amre, im beise yeim shechof fo tov lo in itzrich olochim l'idve. V'im lav tzrich olochim l'idve. Mai b'nai, ike b'nai yel nismach lichvif et filah. L'meichad b'yimome u'mitval b'leile. That's the girsah that we have in the Gemara. But the Rid in Hilchas Nida, which is in Misach HaShmues, so here's another girsah. The other girsah is not really, it's the same thing, but except that the order is the reverse. In other words, what is here, the Loshen Rishim, is there in the Rid's girsah Loshen Achim. What is here in our text, the Loshen Achim, is in the Rid's girsah Loshen Rishim. And you should go over the Ram on that trip. But according to our girsah, so the Rovis has two issues. Tovlo v'yolso, v'nimtzo le'odo v'cheitzeit, im somuch lifif v'tovlo, ein etzrich olochi v'yidve. So, in other words, if she was tevelis, and then after the tevelis she found an obstruction, an aguf, so im somuch lifif v'tovlo, ein etzrich olochi v'yidve. So if it was the tevelis took place, somuch to the chvife, so she doesn't have to make another tefillah. Why? Because then we can take it for granted that the chtzise occurred after the tefillah. After the tefillah, because after all, she washed herself and somuch to that washing, she went tefillah. So memele. So the fact that she did tefillah, she realized the tefillah, somuch to the chafife, is a raya that at the time of the tefillah there was no obstruction. Now she sees an obstruction, so that came on her after the tefillah. V'imav, but if there was an interval between the chafife and the tefillah, so then we cannot take it for granted that the obstruction took place after the tefillah. So then we are chesish. Maybe the obstruction was there before the tefillah. So maybe the tefillah is no tefillah. We have to tzrich olochim l'idvei. There's the first notion. Ikedamre im beisiyei shechofifo tovlo einu tzrich olochim l'idvei. We have tzrich olochim l'idvei. So according to the second notion is more makel than the first notion. It's more makel because according to the first notion, as long as it is, as it's not somuch l'chvifei, even though it's in the same day. It's in the same day. So it's, she has to make another tefillah. According to the second lashon, if it's in the same day, even though it's not tzavuch, let's say there is an interval of 4 hours, 5 hours, between the chvif and the tefillah. As long as it's in the same day, so in it's chelachli. My b'naye, ki b'naye, limismach lichvif et tefillah. Limeichad b'yimome. So one of kemine is, limismach lichvif et tefillah, limeichad b'yimome l'mitva b'lele. So the asam kasoy is not geres. They're not geres. Ikebinaye, somuch lichvif et tefillah. And limismach, limeichad b'yimome l'mitva b'lele, Rashi doesn't seem to be geres it. But in our text, it doesn't. All right. Now, let's see the two. Chofifo v'ino gufo v'tovlo uval yoson imtso leodo v'chaitzitz imtso mechlichvif v'tovlo. That's like the first lotion. Eini tzrichot v'lacheres v'imlaav tzrichot v'lacheres v'chamo yisomuch kosav harashbo eino shebeise eino shechofifo v'tovlo במדבר ממורים של ניססקו באיזה אמין אחת וילה אחת וילה Now, this is the Rajbo Shiva. Alright. So, שבאי שאינו שחוב פותו, במד ואמורים שלו ניססקו בי שאני נחת תפילה, אבל ניססקו בי, בין תפילה לבדיקה, אבל ניססקו בי, בין תפילה לבדיקה, אין צריך עוד תפילה אחרת, שאני תהילה איסי במין שניססקו בי. So, in other words, here we're dealing with the case when she made So when she was nisasik, in that mean that she found, let's say, that thing, some grease, she found. So if she was engaged, bein tefila libdike, in that mean, in that grease, so it's chatla cheres, because then the presumption is that it's attributable to that. Shani tele iso bimin shenisaskobe. So in other words, so at the time of the tefila, there was no chatzitzi. Avu in the chofe for king tefile, in telim bay. Afal pi shenis aska biyachat tefile. Now let's see what the Bes Yosef says here. Umashi kosa. Bamed war mamugin mishol nis aska bay sami. Achat tefile. Avu nis aska bay tefile li tikin tzoch tefile acheres. Gam zed mi divar raj beter sabayis. Vitame mi nitayi yifer kama nechum. Tobol violo. Vinim tzol obdo vachetit. Afal pi shenis asik. ואיסי אמין כל העים כולי, כלים ערך התפילה לא עושה לי תפילה, עד שאם הבורא לי שלא יהיו עולה כאילו מחיר. והיא כשתעתיסס מפרייס איזו, ההודי אומר, רובי עם סומך לכביף וטוב לו, עם צורך לוח ולדבל, ותרצו, תהי דחום בשלוי, טוב על סומך לכביף. So תעסו says the קשי. תעסו says, indeed, and תעסו, נכון, there is a stira between the price in חום and the price in Nide, so Teisa says, the price in Chum says that Aval Pishen Isasi Beise Amin. Kolayim Kulei, Kalim Aracha Tvile, Liyonso Li Tvile, Achim El Bol Yishloi Kilachei. And here he says, Im Somuch Lichvif Et Ovlo, In Tzolch Lochel Litveil. So Teisa says, Dahi De Chum Bisholi Tomal Somuch Lichvif. The Gemor in Chum that says, The Tzolch Tvile Acheres is reference to the case where she is Loi Tomal Somuch Lichvif. ואף על פי שתירצו תירוצים אחרים, הורש בו תורץ, טוב אז תירו את זה, איקר. ופי חוקוס הפרקם לחום עלי ספרייסי, ומיירה ככן שחופף קדם תפילה, די לא יחופף, אפילו לא נמצא לדו בחצץ, היא לא יעוצו לתפילה, ומיירה נאמה בשלו יחופף סומך לתפילה. די בשחופף סומך לתפילה, אפילו נמצא לדו בחצץ, אין חיזה ותאיבר, כדה עשינו פרק, תנאי כס טוב לו ואולסו, ונמצא לדו בחצץ, עם סומך, לטבילה, סומך לכביף את עבלו, אין צורך לוחם לטבילה. עד כאן לשם. עד כאן לשם. So, אבל הרמב״ם כוסף, בפרק בייס, מלכס מקוויס, טוב לו ואולסו, אם בישאים שחופף אותו כמו אם צורך לוחף פעם שניס, אלא חיזרס ותבלס מיד בלבד, ואם לאו צריך לוחף פעם שניס הוא ידבר, והכין כוסף, מי שטוב על ביולו, ונמצא לו בדבר חיצית, אף על פי שניססי בישאים קוראים כולי, הרי ודמוסי עד שאים על ידי אני, בוודאי שלא יזה אולי כמעט וילי, הוי וביהור זק תומי המן על תומי על חתומוסי, עד שתהידה בוודאי שטוי, עד כאן לשני, נראה שהוא מפורש היום פרייסי לחום, כי פשטה, דלוי מפלגס, ואם סומך לפי וטוב לו, אם לא טוב לו סומך לפי ו... בכל גב לא עושה לטבילה. תייסס אס דקשת, אס תודי אס תירה. ביטוין דה פרייסי ניד אין דה פרייסי החום. דה פרייסי ניד אס אס, דה תיף טוב לו סומך לטבו לא עושה. So then it's all right. And the פרייסי החום says that it's not all right. So תייסס, one תרץ the תייסס is, and that the תרץ of the רשבו, that the פרייסי החום has reference to the case where it was not table. It was not the tefillah was not somachlif before so, but the Rambam doesn't agree with that teretz, and the Rambam says so. Nira shul miforish, ahu paise dechum kipashte, deli mafleges b'dim somachlif b'tov, liimloy tov lo somachlif b'tov. Bichol kamo somachlif. So the Rambam is chayri kanteitzles, and then the Rashbo. In the Rambam holds that the price in Chum has reference to the case even if it is somuch lich b'fos atavlo. So as long as after the tefillah she finds an obstruction, so she requires another tefillah. Not what does it do with the price in it, eh? So, I mean, the membrane need another price. The membrane need it. That's obvious. Membrane, it's not a price. It's a near issue before a shine price in the Hunky Pashto. When my friggers mean something with people, you know, you know, something with it. Behold, Gavin also a twile. Actually, my boy, show you like it in twile. We love the membrane. The member of Rove in Ide, we Rove in the Perik, the Nekes, the Mavlik bin Tov Lashomach Lefife, we Loi Tov Lashomach Lefose. So, Loi Lipotro Mitvila Shniya Oso, Elo Lipotro Mifich Veshniya Bilvad, Hu Di Oso. In other words, Rove, what Rove says, where Rove distinguishes between Tov Lashomach Lefife Oso and not Somach Lefife Oso, so Rove doesn't mean that if it was somach lich b'foso, so then she doesn't require a new tefillah. A new tefillah is required all the time. But a new tefillah is required all the time. But if it is somach lich b'foso, if it is somach lich b'foso, she doesn't have to wash her hair again. If it is not somach lich b'foso, tobal, so memele we say, and she found. So, and she found an obstruction, so then we say that the original chfafife is bottle mevutl. So she has to make a new chfife and then make a new tefillah. But if it is somuch lich b'foso, so then she doesn't have to make a new chfife and then a tefillah, but she can make the tefillah right now. Of course, she has to be mayim to make an inspection, but she is not required. She is not required to make a new chbif. That's the shit of the Rambam. We need to see that the Rashba and the Rabbi in the Rav, and there are the things that are here, and that is the Rav, even if the Tvile was somewhat like before, so they are the Rav, and that is the Borali, that the Rav is the Rav, Tvile, so at Kaan, so we need to see that the Rambam is the Rav. All right, now. Chofif okidem Tvile. ובין חביבה לתפילה ניססקו בדבורים החציצים, אוי שנוסנו לבנות תפשילו עושו מטובי בו, לא עושו לתפילה, ואפילו אם בוטקו מיד אחת תפילה, ולמוד זו עוד, שום דבר חצי, שאני אין אבל יוסו מן המים, נופל ממנו, הוא צריך להיות תפילה אחרת. So right, we'll leave it here. Now, you have to go over the sugya in, first of all, the Gemore, דף סבחבו במדבייס, אומר רובה, טוב לו ועושו, the two לשיינס, and then the תייסווס, of him some of the fifa in the halakha of the veil and he came nigh some of the fifa tzile and also the text was in chum the feud the price of Tovel Volo Vinim Solo Dova Chetis, of Hopish Sassi Bissam Minkola Yinkole, we also let Vile, Achima Borali Shoes Vilachem, and the Tesves, the Bramaschel, Achima Borali, Chiborali, and then you have to go over in the reef, in Shoes, and Lucheside, and that Imore, and the Ran there on that reef, the different Gersois, and then also the Gimore. The Gemara that begins Daf Samar Zayin on the base, the fifth line from the end of the Omid, the Boyelo, Isho Mao Shetochi Balailo Vitritu Balailo, up to the Mishnah, Daf Samar Ches on the Dala. And together with the Teisves, Kachomru Mishmid Rabbi Yechanan, Isho Mitochi Barev Shabbos, Vitritu Mitzoy Shabbos, that's the Mokeya for the Machlekes between Rashi and the Shiltes. As to whether the proper thing is that the Isha should start the Chvife before Chasheicho and then make the Tefillah Chasheicho, the proper thing that the Shilta says is after Chasheicho. Alright, that will be all. And then, on Monday, so then we'll go over the Mechada. So, if you go over all these, so then it will not, we won't have to go over inside every Tazen Shach, so be able to explain all the Tazen Shachs about it. Alright, now, on Sunday there is a Prina on Hilche Shabbos, from the beginning of Hilche Shabbos up to Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. Ad v'lo yad b'chol. Because Shom Ashkim are more viscous. So then, when it dries up, a kesem might remain. But water is not viscous at all, so the mele no kesem remains. V'lis reik sa'reisho yofa b'masre, because that's the Takone Sezre of Chvife includes two things, washing the hair and combing hair. V'lis reik sa'reisho yofa b'masre, shol diyeno sa'reisho nidboki zu bazu, v'chim tzricho yisho la'ayim bi'atzmo. Now here it definitely needs a correction. The lotion of the tool doesn't need a correction, but the lotion of the mechaber needs a correction. V'chein tzricho elisho le'ayin be'atzmo bipso, not u bipso, but bipso, not the vav is superfluous. V'chein tzricho elisho le'ayin be'atzmo bipso. The tool doesn't say u bipso, but bipso. But here the verb is superfluous. V'chein tzricho yisho la'ayim v'atzmo b'ipso u'bidekes kol gufo somuch l'tfiloso sh'leheish sh'lehi oleo shum dova miyu sh'cheitzit v'itocheif kol gufo v'tishtei v'mayim chamin v'sh'as chvif az gufo v'sal. Now we saw in the Torah that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netan, as to whether the Takone Sezre implies only that the seyo should be washed or that the whole goof should be washed. Rashi, according to Rashi, it applies to the whole goof. And according to Rav Netan, it applies only to the seyo. Now he passes v'tochiv kol goof, and it's not mashma that he means mitzat chum. It's mashma that mitzaladin v'tochiv kol gufo v'tishti b'mayim chamim b'shas chvifas gufo b'sa b'shas gufo b'sa. Now let's see, there are certain tas that I would like to go over. U'b'sastorim shom b'tur kosu k'motin v'chol b'istor v'tamu b'siyosef d'chodi. Why does he have to say k'motin u'b'istorim mitzayin hach u'v'gmore omarove k'motin l'chot? Rove says Kmoti, but as the Taz himself points out, the Braise mentions Kmoti Mubeis Askorim, so it's a Pele under Bez Yosef as to why he is amazed at the Loshon of the Tur when the Loshon of Braise is like that. But he just compared the Loshon of Tur with the Loshon of Rove's member. But why didn't he compare it with the Loshon of the Braise? Alright. So the Bez Yosef is a Kashe, Mitam Bez Yosef. Why do they have to say Kmotim and Bisa Storim? It's a Nahach. Yolochodi, you ignore Omarovi Kmotim Lechut, ודאר כמי שתראה את זה הוא כמו שכוס והמודחי בשם רם כמו תאים הנתחס הציר יודאי ותחש שייקו ובייס הסטורים היינה לפנים כניקבי החייתן ואוזניים ולפנים מהסוף בואו תלפדין הקנסידר את הסביס הסטורים בוטי פיזיקלי it's a base of story in two different ways. You see, let's say the inside mouth, so it's a base of story because it is a hidden place. I mean that is normally, so it is hidden place. But then, let's say tachat the armpit. So that's also a base of story. But that's a base of story, let's say the let's say inside Ezer. So that's a Bisa story. It's always a Bisa story. But the armpit is a Bisa story because the hand is always bent down. But when the hand is raised, it's not a Bisa story. Machine inside the ear, all right, you could do it. You could do this, I mean, so then it will not be a Bisa story. But that no one does it, you see. No one does it. So that's why, but Alpidin is the same thing. But there are two kinds of Bisa story. Alright. When she goes about the Bishem Ram, Kmotim had it as a Tim Yodel, with a Hashoriko, with a story mind with Nim, Kin Nikve Achete, was nine, with Nim as of. So Kmotim, so with a story means something that is mamish inside. And Kmotim is also with a story, but actually it's Bahut, it's not inside. The goof, it's not inside the goof. Let's say your teeth, so it's inside the goof. Here, there, in the nose, so it's inside. But the armpit is not inside, it's outside. Except that the person usually has his arm that way, you see. Alright. So the price is, so the Kriya Kesef says, we caution me, the Roa HaMitzvah, Uchidimuchach Moshe Ne'ayishon, Usfirolei, the Bisastorim Upirish Dikmotim. So in other words, he says, that Pshat in the price is, the Pshat in the price is, Hakmotim, Bisastorim, that, which is Bisastorim. But from the Tos Loshen, it's Mashma is two separate things. That's why the Bis Yosef raises that question. ולוי משום אשכין דכשמי שלח לחוסי דכשמי שלח לחוסי בשיח הקמת ישור שם כסף המשכין because משכין let's say if she washes her goof with orange juice or with wine you know with apple juice so then it's likely that the kesem will remain because it's viscous it's relatively viscous וכן צריכו אישו לעיין בעצמו בפסו ובטקס כל גוף התו כוסף הולדים על הרמב״ן ירא שמחמו יסי הבין הגוף so we discussed it I mean the Bis Yosef is amazed at the tour that he says that from the Rambam שלוש ניצ משמע that is מחמו יסי הבין הגוף מבין ראש where do we see that the Rambam is more מחמו so then we saw how the Prisha explains it but the Taz, without mentioning that the Prisha says it, he says the same thing, the same pshat. How does the Prisha explain it? The Prisha explains that he means he's Yesa Machmir, being a goof Yesa and being a reish. In other words, when he says in a reish, he means chvivas a reish. And because the visa being in a goof, the Ramban requires it should be somewhat with vile. Masheinke, vis-a-vis, iyun, vis-a-vis chvifas chvifsareish and when the Torah says shel yesa o machmir bein aguf mi bein o reish mi bein o reish it doesn't mean just inspecting the hair but it means washing chvifsareish so the Taz says the same thing the same pshat that the priest says ובאמת בו אופת מויים שכל סף שאין הרייש מתה כל עשר עשרה וזה הנה דיבד העיקרי ומדרעי זה הוא בריש כמו שכל סף Bis Yosef, who tzrich in divratu mitikun, v'nire, so he says the same pshat as the Prishi. Shehu b'der hazeh, v'yu noreish, when the Ramban says, when the Torah says, v'nire mitvoro, sheyeh seher, מח מי בין הגוף מבין הרייש מבין הרייש means מכביב הסרייש שהוא בדעה זה דין הרייש רוצה למכביב הסרייש שהוא לא נו במקליון מדרייס ולא מדעתו מדברי הרמב״ם because as far as the goof is concerned you can inspect it very well without anything else. Mashenk in the hair, it's very, very difficult to inspect the hair without chliv. So the Mele, when he says, in a reish, he means chliv is a reish. Shulom kem yim in a reise, v'lom in a tom in a rambam, shizoha yishu a yu, somos mitzvile, v'yitzel chliv is a reish, lizoha kem. So in that way, he's more machmi, alim, vis-a-vis, guf, ten reish. In other words, vis-a-vis, guf, he means vis-a-vis inspecting the guf. So inspecting the hair is also part and parcel of the inspection of the goof. But it's more machmir than vis-a-vis chvivas areish. Because vis-a-vis irna goof, which also includes irna seir, so it has to be somach litvile, and it's machiv im nevet. Mashe'inke vis-a-vis chvivas areish, so the somach litvile is only lechatchile, and b'shas ha-tchak, we can forego on it altogether, you see. So in that this is what the Torah means. All right. When Moma Torah the Rambam says that the group some of the Tefillah is a chvivah special zorakim, and the Rambam says that the chvivah will ekpid of sheimah with some of the Tefillah. The chvivah comes from the Yosef Shem Aram, and he's the same. And the chvivah from the Rabbon of Baal, and he's killing him. Because I'm really calm, and he's a chvivah with Erev Shabbos, and he's a chvivah with Tzoy Shem, Zad Kam Lashem. This Mama is the same shot as the Prishim. The Atur in the Chavuli Kulazes, כי זה צורך לא מדבר רמב"ם, אלא לגמור ערוכי, מכל מוקי קומש ולכם, דאבי מוקי שמחקס, החפיף ומהתפילה, הקופונים הועילו לטער הכי כלל, וכמשקוס בסיוסף אחר כך, בשביל זה. So the task says, that this is in such a double portion, it's in fear של גמורי, that the איון סומך לתפילה, is מעקיף עם דבר. But it's not such a double portion. We'll soon see, I mean, that the Mechaber passes, and this is how the Mechaber understood the Rashi. Even though the Rashba could be explained so as to harmonize with the Shita of the Ramban, but the Pashas Haloshin of the Rashba is that the Rashba is chilik on the Ramban. You see, the Ramban Shita is that vis-a-vis Yunagu inspection, so it's miakiv that it has to be some of the tefillah. If never, it's no good. If it's not some of the tefillah, but from the Rashba's Loshin. And the Mechaber certainly understood the Rashba that way, it's mashma that the Eved, even in regard to the Iyun Aguf, as long as the Iyun Aguf was made, even though it was not made Tzomuch, Litvile, it's not made. We'll soon see, I mean. Right. But the Taz says, it's a Gemara Arucha, that the Iyun Aguf is Ma'akif in the Eved, if it's not Tzomuch. It's not such a double portion. Now, the next task, Vitochev kol gufo. So, Milsheni mashma, what's the Roshan Mechada? V'chein tzchicho yishalayim, v'atmo v'soro, u'bidekes kol gufo, somuch litvilo so, shlo yilay shum dama miyush achei tzeitz, Vitochev kol gufo, so the Pashtus HaLoshan Mechada is, that first the woman has to make an inspection of the whole guf, everything. Then, after she made an inspection, so she has to wash it. Milsheni mashma, dibino tchilo iyu, ubdika b'chol gufo. V'atein ta'ase, chafif b'chol gufo. V'yu tamua. Da'amai l'isagi b'chvif askol aguf l'chut, da'ariyoz b'dekez gamke, dey l'chob dike dey l'mizu, da'av al pishen reya b'mokim shechifeses. Sagi b'oche, dim loike, heich ta'ase, b'rei shol imkei bei sheyef shol oliris, do l'itzchiko b'ze shetira l'chavato, ela davke b'tvilo amru, shetami b'ole o isha acheres, v'loi b'chvife, v'yud, ela gava poshul, shal v'amish mushaf yirha v'yud v'atir, u'mikol shnu lefita konesezre, b'chvife u'shnif. So, here's the kasha. And we consider that as a double portion, that when a woman washes her whole goof, so that is in lieu of the inspection too, because his raya is, now let's say, how about the back? No, a person cannot see the back unless he has a special mirror, so he can see his back. So there is no inspection on the back because a person cannot see the back. So how is the tefillah a good tefillah? But there has to be yun. The answer is, since Ezra was misaki, that you have to wash the whole roof. And so if you wash the roof, so that's an inspection also, because if there is an obstruction, let's say on the back, so through the water, by washing it, so it will be removed through the water, even though the woman is not able to see when she washes her back. Or let's say she takes a shower. Or she takes a bath. So she's not able to see the bag. She doesn't have a special mirror to look at the bag. So it's still good enough. Why? Because the chlifa herself is in lieu of the yu. So why does the mechaba say, Vitochi, he says, and after that, Vitochi Kogufo. Monipshech, since she has to be chifefes kol gufo anyway, so why does the mechaba say that she has to make an inspection first? Because when you wash the goof, let's say whether she takes a shower or she takes a bath, so the mele, the immersion in the water or the exposure to the water or the shower, this in itself, he will certainly remove an obstruction if there is an obstruction. Even though it's possible sometimes there's some filth that sticks to the butt, to the body, I mean that by washing it, so it isn't removed. But the task considers the double portion. They will come pick it little bit zoo. They have a piece in the rear of the book if she can have a saggy book. Because otherwise, how can a woman be developed? She can see her back unless she has a special mirror. So why couldn't we say the Tenoch and Amen that before she goes to tefillah, so the attending woman should look at the back. The became is that the Velas herself cannot observe. So the task considers it as a double portion. As a double portion. That she doesn't have to do. We don't have to be chayshis. That is a chshosha b'chay. I mean, that maybe there is a certain obstruction. Let's say in the back, and it sticks to the goof. It sticks to the goof, and mimele, without anyone inspecting it and looking at it, so it will not be removed. We don't have to be chayish for that. So Mimele yes, Ikashe against the Mechaber, why does he say, V'chei tzricho yish alayim ba'atzom u'misocho u'midekes kol gufo, and then mitochet kol gufo. So he says, Dolo yitzricho bozeh shetir mechabato, elu davke mitvila omru shetamid oleo isha acheres, v'lo yimichvim. So in other words, so if they call it the Taz, who is a Mekil, so if, let's say, another woman doesn't inspect the back of the woman who is the Veles, and she herself cannot see, and she doesn't have a mirror to which she can inspect the back, so then, even according to the Taz, she has to use a towel to rub her back. Because just, let's say, standing under the shower, so that is not a guarantee that any obstruction there is removed. Only if she takes a towel, let's say, and she rubs at the back, so then it's not necessary that any attending woman should inspect the back. But without mishmush, so it doesn't conform to the requirement of him. This is what the task is. V'nire, the seife ha-mekan, perushe de reishi. The magic of trivo she tzricho la'ayim be'atzmo, the hayne dinteiru, v'al ze mosi kahakach, she machmir oleo b'mkei mo'iyun, tasech bife b'chol aguf. V'dobo poshim, she hi me'ayenes, u'bidekes atme shasech bife, dayo b'kach. V'in tzol dikem yichedes dav. So he says that's the pshat of Mechaba. Not that the Mechaba means v'chim tzricho yish olayim v'atzmo v'yuso u'bidekes kol gufo and then tochiv kol gufo. But tochiv kol gufo by itself without an inspection is not enough. But he means that's the perush. He says, midrai says michuyev, she's michuyev just to make an inspection. And she doesn't even have to wash her hair, her goof, nothing. But since the Chachomim Mo Misaki,
Israel was misaki, that she has to wash. So the mele, that will be in lieu of the Iunos. So the Tochit Kongupo is a substitute for the Iunos one. The same for Harry Kampirush and Reishi, the Machu was a trickle, the Lai Matsmo, Time in the Tira, while Zemosi, Hakach, Shemachmer, or Elbim, Kimo Yun, Tasach, Pim, Kholaguf. So that will fulfill two things. It will fulfill the Reise requirement of Yun, and also the Rabbonim requirement of Yun. The Pashas Halosh of the Mechaber is not that way. Even though the Taz, se considers it as such a Dova Poshot. But the Sidra Tara, Israel come the Taz, and he says that the pshat in the mechaber is that in Achanani, that she has to inspect the whole body first and then wash, because by just washing she might, if she doesn't look at the body, so mele there is a possibility, maybe there is a certain obstruction, and just by being by exposing a body to water, the shower or the bed, it does not necessarily have to be removed. So the Taz as the brief mentions a Ryan. So how about the back, the bikinis that the woman doesn't see? So he says that the Ryan, she doesn't have to inspect it. If there is Rechitze, so that with Mishmush, so that's enough. But apparently, according to the Sidri Tara, that the tending woman has to inspect the back, of the goof too, those mechanics of the goof, that the table that the velas cannot see, so the tending woman has to inspect, according to Zilatan. Alright. Now let's see the Shach. Lisrik Sarish, Loshna Rambam Sheva, Atur Ezra Bezine Tiknu, Shedir Vepemet B'chol Mokim Sarashim, B'chol Mokim Sarashim, B'mayin Chamim, V'zirek Ezeizom, We saw in the Rosh Hato that there is a machlekes between the Rabbetan and the Rambam. First of all, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rabbetan. Rashi Shita is that the Takonis of Ezra provided that the goof should also be washed. Rabbetan says no, only Seya. But then, in regard to Seya, does it mean only Seya or Reish or any Seya? Seya Misashechi also, any Seya. So the shita of the Rabbi Tam is only Seah or Eish, Ezra was Misaki, should require Chvite. But from the Ramban's Loshin, it's Mashma, the Seah of all the Mikhei Misaki, not Davke Seah or Eish. Or this is what he discusses. Loshin Rabbi Shei Vatu Ezra Ben Dikish Nisha, when Chome Kim Sarsha, so Loshin Rabbi is also, like the Ramban, B'mayim Cham Mizrek, as he's a Mephesis, is B'yadayim Yov Yov, V'chein Kozla Rashbo B'tiras Abayis, ומביא מביא ביס יוסף מביא מפתירס הבית הקוצר ומביא ביס יוסף מביא מביא דברי אמדולי תקנה לו שני שכף אפס היי מבחור מה כמסה כנסה ביס השכי ביס הרי אבל לא יסה הרי שבובן וכן כוסף רבון but the shach it's amazing that the shach mentions all the rishini who imply that Takone says provided Chomo Kipsah and he doesn't mention the Roshan of Amnetar that Dav Kisarish that he doesn't mention. וכי כוסף רבן, סימן שם חובות, וכי חי וצריך לא עושה כל צעד לו, בין דרעיש, בין ניסחי, בין דמיסטור. So the רבון spells it out, but from the time is חלק עלי. וכי מה שמרנו שרפוסקי, וכי כוסף רבח, ויחשוב לו אנו מיסריק סערי של מסריק, ויושור סער שבו, מפספס את סייסון, ויודעו יופי יופי. In other words, that insofar as washing is concerned, so the meaning is to wash all the seyah, not after seyah reish, but insofar as sliki is concerned, inasmuch as not after sliki is necessary, sliki or just slinking out the hair. So, because Rishini mentioned, either zirekes or mifaspeses. So the meaning is, in regard to seyah reish, that there is such an abundance of air, so then we don't rely on mifaspeses, and she has to use a comb. But Mashainke in regard to the Seah Shokoa roof, which is relatively little, so then we rely on Pispus Biyad also. Not Dafke Kom. Alright. Vitochim Kom Gufu. As come as a poskim, Takon says, Rein Il Bukhiza Seah. In other words, most poskim are Machia like Rav Netam, not like Rashi. The Zakonis Ezra is only Elo Bichlifasa, Elo Shenohagulahaf. But it's a minik. That's the reason that's why the Bukharin Jews, I mean, Bukharin women in Eretz Yisrael, they don't have any Chlifasagul, just Chlifasa. לאלוחים ושדתי בכל הגוף, לאלוחים הכלולים בכמה דבורים, בכביב. אבל מה שצריך להם בכל גופו, שלאים במחיצת מדרעיסה, That's the drושת, גיבור הנירה בנבדלת, ורוח הנסון במים, של ידו מחיצת, בבשורי. אס בשורי, דום רטוף הוא בשורי, מה אני עושה? והאי מרם, שאי בשם, אורת נעם. סיבס, חביבה שבקים שיער לתיר במים קוראים, ובשמיסה בחינס השיער, אלו מים חמים, ומי הוא אפילו בחמי חם או סאגה. All that was mentioned to him. ולתוך הבינה שיער אני כבר בפתופו, ובלעז גרידה, ובשמחת לך שיער, וכי זה יהיה ומסתבך, ולאה ובשמיסה בך שיער, ולוי בכל גורם המסה בחינס השיער. So as the אור חשוב כאן פה יצא, you shouldn't make the mistake that seems let's say, oil, nasa, there's a certain kind of soap that you shouldn't use soap. Those types of soap had a tendency to harden the hair and to make it entangled. But our soap, on the contrary, I mean, that's even better. It's more proper to use soap than not to use soap. All right, we're going to have to do it. Suppose she did use nasa. And then she inspected, the hair didn't start sticking. The hair did not become entangled, did not become hard. So then it's alright. V'yisho shetziwa yisho reifim sholitoch ifreisho b'mayim. Rag b'yayim. Yeshli shein reifim. Im hayayim misabich asarets. V'imeim rim shein misabich. Yeshli snichaleir. Yeshli snichaleir. In other words, wie mein Reif im Kind wie Gobo und ich nicht und das ist la zum Trilo im Ayayin im Nisabi Chasa Chwife Zirch Tricho wie es lecha Trile somuch nicht will also so that's only lecha Trile but it's not Meakim ma shein keiniu is Meakim the Kori the Ramba wa amidek akosha she is Meakim not of course it's Meakim Chwife is also Meakim mit Rabbanon but Iyun is Me'akiv, even if there was an Iyun, but if it wasn't some of with philosophy. V'aminek ha-kosha she'tas ha-lochim b'nyei, v'yisekez b'chvi v'yad she'techsha, v'ostiv dey, v'yim b'chini le'kosha sham, v'yishachavfot, yisoyim ha-masrik le'bisan tfilet to zeshom. Now that is taken from the Loshna Tor. So the Tor mentions the machlekes between Rashi and the Shiltes. The machleke between Rashi and the Shiltes is based upon the Pshat of the Gemara, because Efsher, so the Efsher and Loy Efsher, so that's the maches. Vilches ish yechivet v'beyim v'tevelet v'layim, vilches ish yechivet v'tochivet v'layim. Kashi vilches ha lo vilches e, loy kashi, hod the Efsher, hod the Loy Efsher. So Rashi says, hod the Efsher lochim v'beyim, chivetes v'beyim. So that's the proper thing to start the chivet v'beyim. That's the proper thing. And the hotel of share, that means lochim kigei mitzoye Shabbos. Zlitochim alvayo. So then Jesus says the kashe, but the lochim is that the chvife can take place erev Shabbos. So Jesus says according to Rashi, that's the long thesis. That's the chesam dalef. I asked you to go over it. So this is, according to Rashi, we have to say that when does the Gemara say, Rafrizden Merema, that if she has to be developed between Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos, she can make the Chvive, that is, if Mitzoy Shabbos happens to be Yomtev. So the Melech, she couldn't possibly, that's also, so she couldn't possibly make the Chvive on Yomtev. So the Melech, then, in such a case, so she can have the chafife. The chafife can take place erev Shabbos before she. Mashenke, if mitzoy Shabbos is not yom tov, so then there is a possibility it will delay the tefillah for a few moments. So then, according to Rashi, since there is such a big interval, So then it cannot be done. Mashe'inke, if it can be done, only short in the Vubiye. Let's say, Misachel. So when she makes the chvifer, let's say half an hour before she goes. So it's a short interval, so then it is the proper thing. But the shiltes explains the Gemara differently. Loi kashe, kashe ilchase ilchase. So loi kashe, hod the efshe, hod loi efshe. So hod the efshe means, in other words, if it's efshe, let's say to do it, let's say at night, So ain't a very bad, because the proper thing is to do it at night. But if it's low yefshea, so then you can do it bien. So that's the machlokes between Rashi and Mishulis. As to whether the proper thing is that you should start the chafife late in the afternoon, close to shkie, that's Rashi shite, and the shulis shite is that the proper thing is you should start the chafife l'achash hashem. So, the Torah mentions a way that will conform to both shittes. In other words, when does the Shulta say that it's not the proper thing to start the Hafife? To start the Hafife before it's Hasheicho. If, let's say, she makes the Hafife in the house before it is Hasheicho, and then she goes to the Bisatvile after it's Hasheicho. Or, even if she makes the Hafife in the Bisatvile before it's Hasheicho, then she goes out for a while from the Bisa Tfile, and then she comes back and she makes the Tfile. Then it's not the proper thing according to the Shultes. Masha'in came, if she starts the Hafife just, let's say, half an hour before Shkia, before it's night, so she starts the Hafife, and in the Bisa Tfile itself, and then there is no interruption, and then after that, when she gets through with the Hafife and the inspection and everything, she goes Tfile, so then is the proper thing given according to the Shulchan. So this is what Mechaba says. V'aminek ha-kosher she-tas v'lochim v'minyeim v'yisekes v'chviv v'ashetech shach v'yostit v'lochim v'ne kosher she-av ha-pim she-chof v'fo t'iso imo masl v'bisa tfilo v'tisek shom u'v'shas ha-tchak she-tzrich ha-lochim v'yeim o y'shilef shalom ha-lochim v'yeim u'tzrich ha-lochim v'laylo y'chil ha-lasis u'bilvad shalom y'timayel v'beiso v'itoch v'kon because Rashi Shita is that why is the proper thing she should start it in the daytime, because if she starts everything in preparations at night, so she might be disposed to do everything in a hurry. She's in humble base. So the Leila, she said, the Rabbah says, the thief is ishasatchak. So then she has to be told that she should take it easy and she should not be in my eras of base. Alright. Chol tvilos of mitzoi Shabbos. Shiyev shalochim b'dyei tochi b'leil tviloso. So if the tvile is b'mitzoi Shabbos, shiyev shalochim b'dyei, so tochi b'leil tviloso. And so according to Rashi Shiti, hod yefshia, hod lo yefshia. So, according to Rashi's pshat in the Gemara, so if the tefillah is mitzvah Shabbos, she doesn't make any chvife. She doesn't make any chvife erev Shabbos at all. And when does Rav Chisda and Meimar say that she makes a chvife erev Shabbos if mitzvah Shabbos is yontif? But if mitzvah Shabbos is chayil, so then she doesn't make any chvife. But then he says, "Umikom okay min a kiyofil shetir chazeti v'arev Shabbos u'bimitzoy Shabbos talza v'tochi v'tisak matzo." Then he'll be yitze according to the Shulta Shite and according to Rashi Shite. Because according to the Shulta Shite, she doesn't have to be another chvife mitzoy Shabbos. According to the Shulta Shite, the Gemara. So in such a case, if the mitzoy Shabbos, if the tefillah is mitzoy Shabbos, so she makes the chvif erev Shabbos, and mitzoy Shabbos she just makes an inspection. But in order to be yitzeh, chashe shite and the shulta shite, so the proper thing is to make two chvifes, one chvife erev Shabbos, and then again a chvife mitzoy Shabbos. But since she made already one chvife erev Shabbos, so the second chvife mitzoy Shabbos does not have to be so far. Nizdam lo tefillah b'l Shabbos. תוכן ויהי. חולים תלוס המיצוי שבס ויום, שיהיה אפשר לא חייב, עוס תוכן וערב שבס. וכן דצח הפחיס דסממברנר, דפס המרזי, כמו בבית. וכן אם חולים בייס יום תלו מיהם חמישי ושיש, וחולים תלוס המיצוי שבס, תוכן ויהם רביעי לשבס. ותקשייה, סריסאו, כדי שלא יסבל בלו. And the Bechava doesn't mention that Mitzoy is Shabbos. Oh, so here, the Bechava doesn't mention that Mitzoy is Shabbos should make another Chvili. The Bechava. Doesn't mention, because according to the Shulchan Pshat, so even the Mitzoy is Shabbos is not Yom Tov. Is not Yom Tov. So as long as the Tefillah is Mitzoy is Shabbos, so then she can make a Tefillah Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. And she doesn't have to make another chavife mitzoy shabbos. Gam tizoyei, mitik shesar yisero, kedoi shlo yisbal. Gam tizoyei, biyomim shebein achvife, litfile, in other words, it doesn't have to be dafke tik shesar yisero. Tik shesar yisero, let's say if she puts a net under here, in order to prevent bilbul asaras. All right. גם תזויה ביומים שמנחביפה להתפילה מכל תנאפס, ושל ידבגו של דובו, גם אם גיאס תפשילים ומסנוסון, לבני הקטנים תזויה, אם אפשר לא לזויה, אם אין דבורים הנדבוקים, ואם אי אפשר לא לזויה, כן שאימו משיעזם קיימו, או שצריך להיגבי משעזכים להם לוחוש, ומכל מוקים, תרחס יודעו כל פעם של איתוב לדחצית, ובשעז תפילה תאיים, ותבדיקייטיב, כל גופו, ושר ישראיסו, של ידוב החייצית, So what does the Mechava say? He says, "V'tikshas ariseo." So he called the loss of mitzvah Shabbos. V'yontef yevshalochem. V'chem uchalom beisyon yontev miyum chamishim shishi. V'cholot vosam al Shabbos. V'istori v'tochem miyum revi b'shabbos. Yosefesh lisi malbu. And he doesn't say that she has to be chifefes again if mitzvah Shabbos is not yontef yevchem. He doesn't say it. But he says, "V'bishas tefila te'ayim v'tiv dekeitiv kol gufo." Visaris Reso, shall ye double hates? Why? Because Iun Haguf and Iun Sara Reish, that's with the Raise. So the Mele, we are marked that it should be so much Litvile. It should be so much Litvile. Double hates. Vitati Abis has stolen my Hamim Shulham, Vafil Beyond, Vichin Tarte Shineo. Vitoi, Vishasa Twila, shall you show your Pirurin, Viloi, Boso, Viloyetze. In other words, that she has to push the team. Bimoke. Sheireis litvil balaylo. Now, it is made sigmore also in that sugi. In it. Now, there is dakonis chachonim, shmischar bito, that a woman should not be tivelis b'yei. Not only b'yei b'yimzayin. B'yimzayin, so there is exeris chachonim because of v'chshoshe meilechas v'sholem can be nichshu nisa korestu. Because b'yei tu, eizove, can be tivelis in the seventh day, provided that she doesn't have any rear of dam. But suppose she has a rear of dam after that, so there is an isakores. So maybe the Chachomim asked, there were two takonis. One takonim was because of the possibility of that baby she'll see dam, and that will be seiser everything, and if she's developed in the daytime, so maybe she'll be with the husband, and then it will be retroactively determined that was even his accords. But that is only shayach to tefillah b'yayim on the seventh day. But tefillah b'yayim on the eighth day, so that takon is not shayach. So because of schar bito, because if we were to allow a woman to be developed on the eighth or the ninth day, in the daytime, so her daughter might see a mother, the daughter might see a mother going tefillah in the daytime, and the daughter wouldn't know that it is already beyond the seventh day. So the daughter would think that it's the seventh day. So mainly she'll follow that example, and she will go tefillah in the seventh day, and maybe, in the morning on the seventh day, and then she'll be with the husband, and then she'll sit down, so it will be seiser everything. So, because of that, so the Chachomim asked Tvile for a Nide to be Tveles in the daytime, even beyond the seventh day. But the Gemara says that if there is a hardship situation, let's say it's very cold, or let's say it's afraid to walk, to walk at night. So then it's muta for a woman to be tibelis in the andeide. So I mean, for months and months in New York, women used to, they were simply afraid to go to the mikveh in New York. So now we say that it's a little better. So they receive the heter to go tefillah in the daytime, but not on the seventh day, only on the eighth day. So that's a gemara, that in a hardship situation, so beyond the seventh day, a woman can go tefillah in the daytime. So the Chava says here, the mokim shenir is nitzik balaylo, eile hat yalochim merav shabbos, and bifubim shabbos. The tregune ba'adol dode, loy mekalino. Loy mekalino. That is a kitzves and it's a rosh. That's not mentioned in the Gemara. That, in a hardship situation, it's muta for a woman to be developed on day in the daytime. That's a Gemara refresh. And that in a hardship situation, it's muta to have the chvife at a considerable interval. Prior to the trile, that's also a Gemara refresh. That's the Tafsar Zayin, the Gemara of Chafchiz, the Marema. So in other words, if let's say she has to go to the Mitzvah Shabbos, so she can make the chvife, Erev Shabbos. So the Rosh and Teisve say, but tukules we don't apply. The mokim she erase little balaylo il hati lochiv Erev Shabbos. The little bim Shabbos. The three kule ba'adode loy mekalinu. Kule dischav bite, because normally there is a nisa for a woman to be tibeles in the daytime and in the day. Even on the day, so that kule by itself we do apply, and then there is another kule because normally the chvife has to be some chatchile, chvife has to be some of the chvile. But in a hardship situation, so then we are matir, we dispense with that chumre. But to dispense with both chumres, that not. So suppose there is such a situation. That she, let's say, it is a hardship situation, she cannot be tevelis balaylo. She cannot be tevelis balaylo. And then we are not matter her to make the chvife Erev Shabbos, she should be tevelis baye. But then we tell her to wait another day and to be tevel the next day on Sunday. So the three kule ba'adonilim kalinum kule nisra.